You're listening to the audio production of Miracle at the Higher Grounds Cafe by Max Licato with Eric Newman and Candace Lee, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ben Holland.
Chapter 1. With one cup of coffee, Chelsea Chambers could rule the world, and by 6 a.m. she'd had several. 4, to be precise. The morning demanded it. Today was the grand reopening of her family's cafe. The quaint two-story structure had welcomed patrons in one of San Antonio's oldest neighborhoods, the King William District, for decades. As skyscrapers erupted a mile north and east, the neighborhood quietly maintained its distinctive old-world charm. Dormer windows, pecan trees, shingled houses with wooden porches. The home sat in the shadows of bank buildings and hotels 30 stories tall. Chelsea had grown up here. Her enterprising grandmother, Sophia, had converted the lower level of her Victorian home to a coffee shop just in time for the 1968 World's Fair. The confluence of civilizations in the Americas was the fair's theme, and Sophia Grayson had made good on its offer, flinging her doors wide open for coffee-loving patrons from around the world. Even Lady Bird Johnson paid a visit to the cafe, or so Grandmother Sophia had boasted. The First Lady sat right on this very sofa sipping cappuccino. Chelsea glanced at the floral Queen Anne sofa, still sitting in the corner after all these years. Every nook and cranny held a memory. When Sophia passed, Chelsea's mother, Virginia, took ownership of the cafe and its legacy of hospitality. Like Sophia before her, Virginia delighted in serving her guests a soothing cup of coffee, a slice of cake,